Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. Sectional activity begins today. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette, Indiana. Today, it's going to be the Attica Red Ramblers going against the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. They're getting ready to have the ball game here. We're about 4 minutes away from start time. We'll mention a little bit about the Attica Red Ramblers. They have a school enrollment of 199, Class 1A, Sectional 53, right here at Central Catholic High School. The principal is David Jensen. The athletic director is Tom Lathrop. And the athletic secretary, we'll mention, is Chris Goris. We'll mention Attica High School is located at 211 East Sycamore Street, Attica, Indiana, 47918. You can dial them by telephone at 765-762-7000. You can reach them on the web at AtticaRedRamblers.com. On Twitter, at Red_Ramblers. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. And we're going to set this here. We'll catch up after the anthem and the opening prayer.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and rocket red glass, the bombs bursting in us, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well done. Vocalist right here, a student from Central Catholic. There's nothing better than a live national anthem at a sporting event. Again, we'll pick off with the Wabash. We'll pick back up, I should say, Wabash River Conference. There are eight teams, and we'll mention Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Seeger, and South Vermilion. We'll let you know the winner of the conference this year, the Wabash River Conference. The winner was Riverton Park. They're currently 21-7. They finished the conference at 13-1. We'll mention the head coach for the Attica Red Ramblers is Mr. Brian Driver. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll get to the Knights. We'll talk about Lafayette Central Catholic here maybe after the first inning. First, we'll go through the lineups defensively. Central Catholic in the field. Doing the pitching today is Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20. Doing the catching is Ryan Schumer. He'll wear number 7. At first base, it's Justin Brady. Number 32. At second base, it's Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Keenhart, number 24. At third base, Billy Owens. He'll wear number 15. Billy Owens will play defensively. He'll give way to batter the DH, T.J. Bell, wearing number 16. In left field, it'll be number 27, Ben Mazur. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 14, Tyler Fox. So they're working right there on the diamond. Pretty good ball game in front of us. We'll mention it's the first game of the sectional, Class 1A Sectional 53. After this ball game, this evening, there'll be a second ball game. It'll be North Vermilion in Riverton Park. That game's supposed to start around 7:30. We'll see if that happens. So they throw the ball around the infield. They put it in the glove of pitcher Caden Minnick. Working right there on the diamond. My wife listening. She's working late tonight. She's listening from the office on internet radio. Stepping in, first batter. Left-handed batter number 2, Kyle Scamper. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. First pitch, 5:32. Base hit to right field. Over the outstretched arm of the second baseman, Owen Munn, to no avail, goes into right field, picked up by Tyler Fox. First pitch of the ball game. Runner aboard, Kyle Scamper at first base. Next batter going to step in, number 10, Dane Gorris. Dane Gorris plays the catcher position. I believe he is the son of Chris Gorris. Told me in the dugout, maybe the athletic secretary. She does secretarial work. First pitch comes in to Dane Gorris, called strike. That goes no balls, one strike. He'll step out of the box, look for signals. First base coach, Brian Driver. Attica Red Ramblers here at Central Catholic. Here comes the second pitch. Swung on to take a drive to left field. And move to his right, making the catch is Ben Mazur. Getting a tag at first base, but not going very far, is Kyle Scamper. One out on the diamond. We're in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Ashton Squirek. Ashton Squirek going to do the pitching here on the diamond. Ashton Squirek, pretty good offensive output from this right-handed batter. Steps in, peering in, looking in out of the stretch. Caden Minnick, to look at first base, here's the pitch. He's going to foul one up, going to float out of play, right side over the Knights dugout. Knights occupying the first base dugout. Ramblers occupying the third base dugout. Knights wearing all white, they're wearing the pinstripes. They've got sleeveless shoulders, they're wearing dark blue shirts underneath. Pickoff move, Caden Minnick. Just nonchalant to first base, getting back safely as Kyle Scamper. We'll mention the Red Ramblers, they're wearing the red jerseys, they're wearing the light gray pants. Peering in, looking at signals, Caden Minnick out of the center, check first base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Red Ramblers batting, top of the first inning. First batter, first pitch, got aboard the base hit, that's Kyle Scamper. He's at first base now. Here comes the pitch. Right there, thigh high, lets it go by, strike call. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. He'll step back in, that's Ashton Squirek. You'll hear his name defensively, he'll do the pitching for the Ramblers. Taking off for second base, swinging a miss. Two outs, and to get him at second base. So they strike him out, throw him out, and one hit, nobody left on base. Knights coming to the plate to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. We'll talk about the Attica Red Ramblers. Defensively, doing their pitching is Ashton Squirek. Ashton Squirek wears number 7. He's got 30 innings under his belt this season. He's walked 21. He struck out 38. This is his 13th appearance on the season. We're making his catcher is Dane Gorris. Dane Gorris wears number 10 at first base. It's number 12, Grayson Steele. At second base, 21, Xavier Chandler. At shortstop, number 23, that's Seth Miller. At third base, number 20, Brian Jones. In left field, number 24, Jackson Piper. In center field, number 2, Kyle Stamper, and in right field number 11, Braden Watkins. We'll talk about the Central Catholic Knights, and we'll mention they are also Class 1A, Sectional 53 right here. Six teams in this sectional. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Marissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Denno. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They do perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. We'll mention this Hoosier Conference this season. 2022 was won by Central Catholic. They are the Hoosier Conference champs. The head coach of Lafayette Central Catholic Knights is Coach Tim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. First batter going to step in for Central Catholic. It's going to be number 12. He plays second base, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter, getting ready to step in. Working in the back of the rubber, he'll step on now. Pretty good-sized young man. It's Mr. Ashton Squirek. First pitch to Munn. Just a bit above the zone. Ball one. Squirek with some pretty good velocity. Pretty good fastball right there. He'll peer in, look at signals. Out of the windup, here comes the second pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back, out of play. Count goes 1-1. 0-1 Munn steps out of the box, takes a couple loose swings right there, steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, Ashton Squirek. Here comes the wind, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, finished high, 2. 2-1. A step back on the rubber, working from the windup, 2 feet on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. At the top of the zone, 0-1 Munn comes up empty. Count goes 2-2. 2-2. Bottom of the first inning. There comes a wind and the 2-2. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Fielded there by Seth Miller. He lost the handle. It's going to float out on the ground right there. And they'll pick it back up and throw it back in. So reaching base on air is Owen Munn. One aboard, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, Evan Deanhart. Another right-handed batter. Deanhart steps in. Owen Munn, sliding mitt on that right hand. A little bit of a lead there, working from the stretch. Now the set, pickoff move. Back safely at first base. Head first is Owen Munn. Throw was a bit off target. Good play there by first baseman Grayson Skills. Grayson Skills playing the first base position. Working out the stretch, now the set. It's the first pitch to Evan Deanhart. Breaking pitch, low and away. Count goes 1-0. A step out and look at signals. Third base coach Bourdonnais. A few signals given. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter Evan Deanhart. Working from the stretch, now the set, Ashton Squirek. Pitch comes in low, dropped the pitch, didn't make a throw, taken off for second base. Now at second base is Owen Munn. May not get credit for the steal, but he's at second base now. 2-0. He'll check second base, now the set, Ashton Squirek will check again. Pitch comes in. Right down the pike, strike call. About thigh high. Count goes 2-1. 2-1. Evan Deanhart. Evan, Dean Hart has really been moving up in the batting average every game. Out of the set, squirting, pitch, high and tight for a ball to throw to third base. Still in third base there. He has Owen Munn. Head first slide, uses that mitt, grabs the base. So Knights have a runner at third base, nobody out. Owen Munn at third base. They're using the three umpire system, three umpire mechanics on the diamond here. Three umpires working here in the sectional. Comes the pitch, right at the top of the zone, strike called. Count goes two and two, excuse me, three balls, two strikes, 3-2 count. Steps back in the rubber, working from the set. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on, foul back to the screen. Trying to protect the zone. Pretty much a protective swing right there. Working right there. And my wife says, getting good signal strength here at the diamond. We usually do. Lafayette's a good area for AT&T customers. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. They'll go down looking, maybe in disbelief. They'll jog back to the dugout now. Stepping in with one out. Next batter for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to play left field in the ball game. Second, third base out of the set. First pitch to Mazur. High for ball one. Ben Mazur can look at signals. He'll step back in. Ben Mazur hit the first home run this season for the Knights. Out of the set, Squirey, here's the pitch. He'll take a shot to center field. He gets a lot of it. He's going to one-hop the fence right there at Horizon Bank. He'll get a stand-up double, and he'll score Owen Munn from third base. Ben Mazur picks up another double on the season. Ben Mazur picks up number four, two base hit on the season. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer playing the catcher's position. He'll bat cleanup in the ballgame for the Knights. Number four hitter will step in now. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Ashton Squirey now out of the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the pickoff move. No throw. Getting back safely, Ben Mazur, looking to take the throw, would have been shortstop Seth Miller. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals, Ashton Squirek. Out of the set, he'll check second base. First pitch to Schumer. Right across the dish, knee high, strike called. There goes no balls, one strike. 0-1 count, he'll step back in. The left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, right-handed pitcher, Ashton Squirek, out of the set. He'll check second base. He'll check again. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. One run in for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Ashton Squirek, now out of the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door, finishes outside. Ball two, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Ashton Squirek out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base, there's the pitch. Swung on, he'll take a drive to center field. Going to move him to the right. Making the catch, left-hander out there. That's Kyle Stamper. Tagging up at second base is Ben Mazur. Sacrifice fly off the bat of Ryan Schumer. Two outs here in the bottom half of the first. Sky looks good. Has some blue, has some gray. Not going to rain. We'll hope not. Two games. Need to get two games in. Might rain later on tonight, but we'll pretty much all be sleeping. Out of the set position, Ashton Squirek. Here's the pitch, T.J. Bell. Pitch comes in above the zone, ball one. Number 16, T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Batting in the fifth position for the Knights. designated hitter batting in place of third baseman Billy Owens. Out of the stretch, now the set, he'll check third base. Pitch comes in, low and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Steps back in. T.J. Bell, poised here, looking to hit the ball out of the set. Squires is the pitch. Swung on. Line drive rocket to the left field between third base and shortstop. Going to get an RBI single off the bat of T.J. Bell. Coming in to score is Ben Mazur. Still two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter to step in is going to be left-hander. Number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, steps in. Peering in, looking at signals, Ashton Squirek. Working out of the stretch. He'll check first base. Now the set position. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Strike one. Justin Brady, left-handed batter's box. Justin Brady, a senior class member. Last game versus Carroll was senior night. Justin Brady, Billy Owens, and Carter Johnson. Three seniors here for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Taking off the second base. It's T.J. Bell. Just slide in there and lost the handle on the baseball. Shortstop, Seth Miller. He's going to be safe at second base. Infield umpire didn't need to make a call. He was looking to make one until the ball came free. One ball, one strike. Justin Brady back in the left-handed batter's box. Working out a stretch, now to set. Ashton Squire checks second base. Pitch comes in, high and away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Ashton Squirek. Here's the pitch to Justin Brady. High and away, ball three. Count goes 3-1. Step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Two signals given here at third base, Coach Bordenay. The set back in, Justin Brady. Working from the set, check second base. Ashton Squirek, the check second again. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball four. So Justin Brady going to jog down, a little bit more of a brisk jog. He's at first base now, runners at first and second base. Justin Brady at first, T.J. Bell at second. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing right field in today's ballgame. Working out a set, Ashton Squire. Squirek, I should say. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished away. Ashton Squirek working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. His catcher, Dane Goris, working out of the set. The check second base. Becomes a 1-0. Swung on, going to pop one on the infield. Backwards, backhanded catch. What a catch by Squirek. He came off the mound. That was about 15 feet behind the rubber. Athletic catch for out number three. So the Knights get two runs in the half inning. We'll go to the top of the second inning. Knights, 2. Red Ramblers, 0. We'll mention this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Along with Lisa Soaps Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli. They're right there on Highway 31 in northern Hamilton County. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're on Main Street right there in Sheridan, Indiana. And Putney in Sports, along with Sign Production out of Arcadia. We do thank you for listening, and we'll mention this game is happening right here at Central Catholic High School. We'll mention the Carroll Cougars. They were last in town, last ball game. They finished up their regular season right here, and so did Central Catholic. I will mention one of their best players did not get to participate. That's Will Eldridge. Will Eldridge, he's a pitcher, Will mentioned, for being selected as an IIHCA North All-Star as a pitcher. He will be the second individual from the program to pitch in the North-South All-Star game. Stepping in, first batter. Going to bat here in the top of the second inning. He's 21, Xavier Chandler. First pitch comes in high for a ball. Will mentioned the North-South All-Star game will be held the weekend of June 24th through the 26th at Indiana Wesleyan. That's in Marion. Next pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Will also mention congratulations to Will. Will be attending right there at Indiana Wesleyan. That was told to me by Coach Camden Parkhurst. He texted me back last night about 11:08. That was nice of him. They had a ball game. But Will mentioned him. Good way to go. Will Eldridge going to pitch in the North-South All-Star game for the Carroll Cougars. And that's going to be on June 24th through the 26th. Head up there and see the nice facilities they definitely have right there at Indiana Wesleyan. Congratulations, Will. Here comes the pitch. Outside, a ball. Count goes 2-2. In the batter's box for the Attica Red Ramblers, number 21, Xavier Chandler. There comes a wind from the lefty, Caden Minnick. Outside, ball 4. Take off. They'll go down to first base. Seth Miller, the shortstop, going to do the base running. First runner aboard here in the top of the second. As the wind comes up, they said it was going to get breezy. We'll hope the rain clouds can just stay away. Going to work from the stretch. Next batter going to step in. Number 12, Grayson Skeels. Grayson Skeels, right-handed batter, playing first base for the Red Ramblers. Pickoff move, first base. A little bit more than nonchalant, tag applied, back safely head first is 23, Seth Miller. Working from the stretch, peering in looking at signals. Signals given by Ryan Schumer. Working out with sadness at first base, here's the pitch. Just outside the ball, count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Just step back in. Number 12, Grayson Skills. Working from the set, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Top of the second inning. Two-run ball game. Knights got two in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pickoff move, first base. Tag applied by Justin Brady. Back safely is Seth Miller. Stepping back in the rubber, Caden Minnick looking at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now out of the set, he'll check first base. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. Two ball games on the agenda for tonight. The next three ball games will happen on Monday, Memorial Day. Working out of the set, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. One runner aboard for the Red Ramblers. Seth Miller at first base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, one out here in the top of the second. Next batter going to step in. I think I might have that off target right there. Stepping in now is Steels. We mentioned that was Xavier Chandler, second baseman. Took a final swing, walked back to the dugout. There's one out. Down the batter's box, Grayson Skeels. He is the first baseman. Pickoff move once again, first base. Back safely is Seth Miller. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Caden Minnick, set position, let's check first base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Grayson Skeels batting for the Ramblers. Peering in looking at singles, working out a stretch. Comes a pitch. Low for a ball. Grayson Skeels working as a six hitter in the Ramblers lineup. peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set position, checks first base. Here comes the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Grayson Steeles working out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have jammed him just a bit. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Grayson Steeles, right-handed batter facing the lefty. Caden Minnick out of the set. He'll check first base. Here comes the pitch. And striking out. They're going to say it was top of the zone, right down the middle. And he'll go back looking to the dugout. Second out here in the top of the second inning. Next batter stepping in, Braden Watkins. Braden Watkins, the right fielder, wears number 11. That's a right-handed batter. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely is number 23, Seth Miller. Tag applied by Justin Brady. Peering in, looking at signals once again. Caden Minnick now out of the set, checks first base. Here's the pitch. Strike called, fastball right down the pike. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two outs, top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. He'll step back in, right-handed batter. Braden Watkins, working out the stretch, now the set. Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, foul ball, right around home plate. Has some English on it, going to get back close to the screen. Remains in the box, count goes, or stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Top of the second inning. One runner aboard at first base is Seth Miller. Working out of the set. Turns to the first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Three outs here at the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. They'll go to the bottom of the second inning. We'll miss it. This game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or low, easy payment plans. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting ready to put it in play. We do thank you for tuning in right here, listening on the diamond. We'll let you know a little bit about sectional. IHSAA High School Baseball, 2022, the number of schools entered into play, 383 total. Total number of games, 379 will be needed. That'll happen in 25 days. That's pretty interesting. We're missing to finish up at Victory Field. Find out the 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A winners, the champions for 2022 IHSAA. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Ashton Squirek. First pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Caden Minnick in the batter's box. Left-handed batter taps the plate. Working from the windup, Ashton Squirek. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Lights are on full-fledged. Team from the second game on hand, looking at the ball game. Looking from the windup, here comes the pitch, ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. He'll throw on the first base just behind Caden Minnick, reaching base safely. It's going to be a base hit. Ball does get by Skeels right there at first base. It was fielded by the second baseman, Xavier Chandler. We're taking a good play to get Minnick. Minnick's going to get credit for a base hit. He's going to jog off the diamond. He's going to give way to courtesy runner. Courtesy runner is going to do the running. Is number 23, Nathan Baps. Nathan Baps wears number 23. He'll run for the pitcher as a courtesy runner. Caden Minnick going to take a breather. Home plate umpire adjusting his miniature stenographer's pad. And he'll put the pocket right there. He'll use that pocket, left pocket. There above the heart, and you'll put the stenographer's pad right up there for safekeeping. Next batter stepping in for the Knights, number 33, Bren Robbins. First pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nathan Baps at first base doing the running for Caden Minnick. Minnick got aboard with a base hit, infield hit, out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Squirek. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Broke perfectly. Kent goes 1-1. Stepping back in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins playing center field in the ballgame for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now the set. Ashton Squirek, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Nathan Baps getting a pretty good secondary lead right there. They see him taking off here sooner than we think. Working from the right hand of the batter's box, Bren Robbins. Working from the stretch, now the set. Ashton Squirek, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Kent goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Bren Robbins looking at signals out of the box and step back in. 3-1 to Robbins. Peering in looking at signals, Ashton Squirek. Now out of the set. Here comes a 3-1. High for ball four. Bren Robbins going to jog to first base. Nathan Baps is going to jog to second base. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. He's participated in all 26 games for the Knights. He's batting 365. Right in the batter's box. He's batting a 460 on-base percentage. Timeout on the diamond. They're talking over right there. Coach Brian Driver going to meet with his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. That's number 12 getting ready to bat. Owen Munn going to bat for the second time. We'll mention, this ball game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agents. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or text message 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. Working out a stretch, now the set position. Ashton Squirek will check second base. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop there by Dane Goris. Kept in front of him. So let's move the runners around. Step back in. Right-handed batter's box. Owen Munn. Runners at second and third base. Bren Robbins at second. Nathan Baps at third. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a shot at it. Going to go sky high on the infield. Be called for by the shortstop. He'll make the catch with a little effort. That's Seth Miller. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights going to be number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart stepping in. A batting average climbing to 453. It's a right-handed batter's box. 554 on base percentage. First pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Got part of the dish. Finished low and away. Evan Deanhart, first time up. He walked back to the dugout. Ended up jogging. A little bit in disbelief of the three strikes he got. Here comes the pitch. The short off the glove. Kept in front of him, Dane Gorris. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. And a man in cheer, the dirt right there in front of the rubber. That's Ashton Squirek. He'll peer in, look at signals out of the stretch. Now the set, he'll check third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, Evan Deanhart going to take it to left field. Going to move to his right. Going to reach up, couldn't make the grab. It's going to be off the glove. Evan Deanhart going to reach base on air. Going to get two runs in to score from second and third base. Bren Robbins. And then scoring before him was Nathan Bass. Next batter going to step in to bat for the Knights. Number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the season. Batting 213. His on-base percentage is 302. Let's step in right-handed batter last time. Took one to center field. One hop the wall. Got a double. Out of a set, Ashton Squire checks second base the second time. They take a full cut. Foul ball. Going to end up out in front of the screen at third base dugout. Coach Bourdain is going to track it down. No balls, one strike. A step back in. Right-handed batter. Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch. Ashton Squire hears the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finished low and away. One ball, one strike. A step back in. Right-handed batter. Pretty good size young man. He's been in the weight room. He does a lot of pitching. Here comes the pitch. Full cut. Swing and a miss. Since he has cut, might have been looking at that foul pole once again. His first home run just inside the foul pole. Up there in the trees. Took a little while to decide, but the umpire said, yes, it's a home run. He steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high. 2-2 count. Ben Mazur, where's 27? Ben Mazur, six hits, three doubles. And the home run. He's got a double in this game, so he's got four. Here's the pitch. Comes in there, fastball high for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur, well aware of a 3-2 count. Pitches into those counts once in a while. Out of the set, Ashton Squirek. Breaking pitch, going to get him on the back of the leg. 3-2 pitch, hit by pitch, he'll jog down to first base. Act like nothing ever happened. He'll get his batting gloves right there, Coach Ryan Johnson. He'll run without gloves. Coach Bourdain going to have somebody run for him. Not going to leave his pitcher out there doing the base running. He'll run for him. It's going to be number 10. It's going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke going to do the base running. Getting some varsity action in here, right here in the sectional. So stepping into bat, we're going to see Ryan Schumer, home plate umpire, making stenographer pad notes right there. He'll get it wrote down. Lucas Gerke at first base and do the base running. Runners at first and third, over at third base is Owen Munn. Out of the set, Ashton Squirek, pickoff move at first base. Pretty close play. You can see the umpire, his wheels were turning. Finally called safe. Modest lead there at first base, working out a stretch. Now the set, Ashton Squirek checks third base. Take it off for second. And step off the back, get him out. We're going to try to run a play at home plate. He'll go in standing. Owen Munn's going to score. Try to get a rundown in about the time they try to get the rundown in. Right there, Gerke was almost to second base. Might as well finish the run. Coach Johnson having some words with him right now. It's all good. Gerke, freshman class member. He's going to grow right up in the system right here at Central Catholic. He's a good man. Here comes the pitch to Ryan Schumer. Short hops the glove. Dane Gorris. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer enters the ball game batting 292. 446 on base percentage. That's 84 plate appearances, 65 official at bats. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Count goes 2-0. Ryan Schumer scored 11 runs. He's got 15 RBI. He's got 6 doubles, 15 base on balls compared to just 5 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. High for ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Ryan Schumer, the 4-hitter, steps back in. Working from the windup, Ashton Squirek for the Attica Red Ramblers. Pitch comes in low for ball 4, a 4-pitch walk to the 4-hitter for the Knights. Ryan Schumer at first base. Next batter going to step in. Number 16, T.J. Bell. Got himself aboard. Base hit. Doing the running at first base for the catcher. Courtesy runner. That's their first base running for the Knights is Gavin Butel. Where's number 17? Another freshman member of the Knights baseball team. Home plate umpire steps back behind the dish. Got to make these notes. There's a lot of notes that might mean something as the game goes on. Working from the stretch, now the set. Ashton Squirek. T.J. Bell hit by pitch. Got hit in the batter's box right there. Flinched that left forearm, took it off the forearm. He jogs down to first base like nothing happened. But take his gloves off. Runners at first and second base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady on the season. He's batting 270. On base, 386. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Taking third base on the misplayed baseball is Gavin Butel. He's at third base now. T.J. Bell elects to stay at first. Two out here in the bottom of the second inning. 3 runs in. It's a 5-0 ball game. In the batter's box is Justin Brady. Through the pitching, Ashton Squirek now out of the set. Checks second base, now third base. Pickoff move at first. Ball gets free there, not very far. Steals, trying to take the throw. Throw was in the dirt. We will mention the 31 move is available here in the high school level only. That means the pitcher can step towards third, come completely off with that right foot, and then turn around and throw back to first or get a run down, whatever might happen. Going to take a drive to left field the other way. Going to back up, now come in and make the catch. Could get a glove on it. It's going to be a base hit. Probably going to be a double in the book for Justin Brady, no glove on the baseball. So, 2 runs in the score for the Knights. 5 in the inning. 7-0 ball game. Next batter to step in is going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, wears number 14. Tyler Fox on the season, on base percentage of .293. He enters the game with 45 at-bats, 35 official at-bats. Albacete, Squirek, checks second base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Well-positioned breaking pitch right there. Kemp goes 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. Ashton Squirek looking in, now Albacete. He'll check second base, here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll go the other way with it, he'll drop it in. Tyler Fox going to get a base hit right inside the right field line. The slow line drive drops in right there in the grass. and into score right there. It's an 8-0 ball game. 6 runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Working on the diamond right there. Tyler Fox at first base in the batter's box. Caden Minnick. He'll take a first pitch high and away, ball one. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter, doing the pitching for the Knights in this ballgame. Sun's kind of picking up. Sun's kind of glistening over the top of the clouds. Still gray clouds are below it. Pitch comes in, away, and high for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Working from the set. Squire still have a pickoff move at first base. No tag applied by Steels. Back in head first is Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Ashton Squire. Where's number 7? That's in the 3 spot for the Ramblers. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. 2 out. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Knights have 6 runs in. It's an 8-0 contest. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Caden Minnick going to jog down to first base. Caden Minnick will be ran for once again. It's going to be Nathan Bass. Nathan Bass is going to go in. Do the base running for Minnick. Minnick will get ready to pitch the top of the third. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. On the season, batting .255. That's in 21 ball games. .379 on-base percentage. He scored 21 runs. He's got 7 RBI. He's got 10 singles, 3 doubles. He's got a triple. He's walked 9 times. Peering in, looking at singles. Right there, Ashton Squirek. Here comes the pitch. First pitch comes in high for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. A step back in. Bren Robbins working from the stretch. Ashton Squirek. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. Right down the pike. Knee high. He'll let it go by. Count goes 1-1. One kill. Steps back in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike 2. Outside edge. About thigh high. Bren Robbins going to have to get the bat off the shoulder. He was wondering about the last pitch. Count goes 1-2. Out of set. He checks second base. Again, Ashton Squirek. Pitch comes in low. 2-2 kill. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Bottom of the second inning. Knights batting. Runners at first and second base. Out of the set, Ashton Squirek. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Lowe can glove it right there. Gets by Dane Gorris. Runners move up 90 feet. Temp goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bren Robbins tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Ashton Squirek out of the set. He'll check third base. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, swinging a miss. The jog back to the dugout. Knights lead 3 aboard. Knights come up with 6 runs. The bottom of the second inning. After 2 complete, it's an 8-0 contest. The Red Ramblers coming to the plate. Again, we'll also mention this game is in parts. It's brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there along State Road 19, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So right there on the diamond, getting ready to bat, Red Ramblers. Red Ramblers is going to step in. Top of the third inning. Be a right-handed batter. So step in. It's going to be a left fielder, number 24, Jackson Piper. Jackson Piper, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Caden Minnick. First pitch in there for a strike. You have to go by. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Here comes a wind from Minnick. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Jackson Piper, the left fielder. Right-handed batter, lefty pitcher. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes, one out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter to step in, it's going to be the third baseman. Number 20, that's Brian Jones. Brian Jones steps to the plate, looks at signals. Third base coach, Brian Driver, having a bit of a conversation with third base umpire. Stepping into bat now is Brian Jones, working from the windup, Caden Minnick. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Working from the windup, Caden Minnick. Peers in, looks at signals. Here comes a wind. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. One out. We're in the top of the third inning. Central Catholic High School, first game of sectional 53. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, two outs here in the top of the third. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the one hitter. He led this ball game off. Center fielder number two, Kyle Stamper. Kyle Stamper, on base percentage of .310, left-handed batter. He scored four runs. He's been left on base 22 times this season. First pitch, breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Entering the ball game, he's got 42 plate appearances, 33 at-bats. He's been walked seven times. He's been hit by pitch twice. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Breaking pitch, across the plate, broke away, strike called. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Steps back in, Kyle Stamper. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. So Caden Minnick retires the side at the top of the third, no runs, no hits. Nobody left on. Knights will bat in the bottom of the third after 2.5. Knights, 8. Ramblers, nothing. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located in Sheridan at 408 South Main Street. That's Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. Let's take some warm-ups around the perimeter. Working right here, getting ready to put it in the glove of Ashton Squire. Ashton Squirek working there on the diamond. They're going to toss one down here momentarily. We'll mention Knights and the Ramblers. They get together for basketball, many sports right here, girls, boys included. Attica, not too far away from Central Catholic High School. They're working some detour action around there, you know, all around the state of Indiana. They're working on the roads. You don't find out that there's a detour until you find out, and you're hoping you're not in a hurry. But anyway, a lot of good road work taking place. Please slow down when you go by the road work and the workers. They are precious, not only to your car, but to their family. Stepping into bat. Knight, Owen Munn. First pitch comes in, gets by the catcher, short hops the glove. That's Dane Gorris. Pitch might have been a wild pitch from the hand of Ashton Squirek. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at singles, working out a windup. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Owen Munn entered the game with 102 plate appearances, the only Knight over the 100 mark. He'll take a drive to left center field. He's going to get a lot of it. Going to back up the center fielder. He's going to be off the base of the wall, right there at the same wall that Ben Major put his baseball up against, right there at the Horizon Bank sign. So a double off the bat of Owen Munn. Owen Munn picks up double number 6 on the season. Owen Munn, 25 base hits, 6 doubles, and a home run. Next batter stepping in. Second hitter in the lineup, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, 453 batting average. That's the batting average. That's not on base. His on base is 554. Here's the pitch. Line drive rope on the ground. Going to get through third base, shortstop hole. Going to score from second base, Owen Munn. It's going to be a two-base hit RBI off the bat of Evan Dienhart. Dienhart picks up RBI number 15. Evan Dienhart, the only one, the most base hits on the season. He's got 32. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to bat for Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch, Ashton Squirek. Now the set, pickoff move, second base, he'll make the throw. Catch is made by Seth Miller. Took what he could do to make the catch. So Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks steps in, batting 273 and even 400 on base percentage. Out of the set, checks second base, checks again. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. He go the other way and get a base hit. Right through the gap, shortstop and third base. Keaton Brooks going to get a single and an RBI.
I'm adding the catcher number 7, Ryan Schumer.
So Keaton Brooks working that average. Keaton Brooks now with 5 RBI on the season. He'll pick up his third single on this season. He's only been to the plate 16 times. That's a pretty good ratio. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Ashton Squirek. First pitch comes in, he'll foul it back, out of play. Ryan Schumer likes to readjust those batting gloves, tighten them up just a notch snugger. He'll step back in. Working out a stretch, now the set. Ashton Squirek, here's the pitch. High and tight, ball one. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer, the four hitter for the Knights. At first base, batting in the third spot, got himself aboard. That's Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. You know, foul one out of play. Third base side, it'll go over the dugout. Count goes 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Ashton Squirek, the step back in the rubber. One ball, 2 strikes, stepping back in. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, is the pitch. It'll be a hit by pitch. It was high and tight, but it was more tight than anything, and he'll jog down the first base. So Ryan Schumer going to give way to courtesy runner Gavin Buchel. And Ryan Schumer will put the gear on to get ready to catch in the top of the fourth. Next batter to step in is going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell wears number 16. Bats as the D.H. T.J. Bell, he's responsible to keep himself stretched out in the dugout because he doesn't go out and play defensively. He's giving way to Billy Owens. Billy Owens playing a good third base position. He wears number 15. Here comes the set. Ashton Squire, he checks the base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, going to go shortstop. They'll go try to go 6-4, but 6-4 wasn't available. 6-4, Xavier Chandler wasn't quite to the bag yet. So it's probably going to be a fielder's choice in the book for T.J. Bell. They'll move Keaton Brooks over to third base. I think
the first baseman, number 32, Justin.
And then Gavin Buchel is at second base. So bases loaded for the Knights. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Two runs in. 10-0 contest. Here comes the pitch. Justin Brady swinging a miss. I've got a P7. Foul ball goes back to the screen. Runners stay put. Let's step back in. Justin Brady batting 270 from the left-handed batter's box. 386 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Seth Miller. He'll go unassisted. Double play at first base. Run comes in to score. That's Keaton Brooks. Justin Brady hits into a 6-6-3 double play. Well done by shortstop Seth Miller. Two outs on the scoreboard, another run in. Three runs in here in the bottom of the third. It's about a step in. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. Here's the pitch. Tied away, ball one. Tyler Fox on the season. 293 on base percentage. Plate appearances, 45. Official at bats, 35. Tyler Fox steps in. Out of the stretch, now the set, Ashton Squirek. Low for a ball. Kent goes 2-0. Tyler Fox, 3 RBI on the season. He scored 10 runs. He got 4 singles. He got a couple of doubles. He came on since the Western ball game, the crossover game. He got 2 hits in that ball game. Foul one left side up against the screen. Foul territory. If stay in the box, Kent goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Step back in, tap the plate, ball's live. Working from the stretch, Ashton Squirek. Runner at third base for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, one to call a strike. Laid off of it, ball three. That home plate umpire is just looking at that ball coming in. He's saying strike, strike, strike. Until that ball is proven to be a ball. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a drive to left field. He'll get a lot of it. Backing up, left fielder up against the wall. Couldn't make the catch. It's going to land without hitting a glove. It's going to go in the book as a double for Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, an RBI double, standing at second base. Next batter in the lineup going to be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick in the ball game. Take a breather. An athletic trainer for the Knights is going to go out and visit with a member of the officiating crew. Seems to be fine. She'll walk off. Caden Minnick getting ready to bat. Caden Minnick batting 270 from the left-handed batter's box. 25 games he's participated. He set out one. 361 on base percentage. Working from a stretch, now a set. Pitch from Squirek. He'll take a drive. It's going to go airborne. It's going to go to center field. Coming in to make the catch. Left-hander. Kyle Stamper makes the catches the third out. is off the bat as Cade Minnick. Shaking his hands, must have got a stinger right there. Didn't have the bat gripped quite tight enough. So we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. 11-0 contest. We're getting a pretty heavy-duty siren right now. I think it has to do with the weather. The umpires calling everybody off of the surface. So they're getting a pretty good siren right here in Lafayette, Indiana. You might hear it. It's really high decibel. And it's nothing to do with anything with the clock. Sometimes you hear the 11 o'clock notification here. But this is a siren. And both teams are off the surface. Three umpires out there near first baseline, about halfway out. Coach Bordenay out there conversing with them. And now entering the conversation is Coach Brian Driver from Attica. So we're going to talk this over. See what's happening. Trying to keep the boys safe. You know, you've heard the story.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we suggest all fans to clear the stands due to a weather delay. Thank you.
So we're going to have a weather delay. We're going to set this down. We're going to turn this off, but we'll be back. Stay tuned. And we'll be back for the top of the fourth inning after the weather delay. Okay, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Rain delay didn't happen, but a weather delay did. We heard a siren issued by the city of Lafayette. So they took some time off. They went back and got cover. Both teams are back out now. They're throwing now out in left field, getting loose. That's the Ramblers, Attica Red Ramblers, getting loose out in left field. I tell you what, at the beginning of the ball game, I was giving kudos to a Carroll Cougar pitcher. I was talking about Will Eldridge. I want to go ahead and reiterate Will Eldridge in the selection that was made. Will Eldridge for being selected as an IHBCA North All-Star as a pitcher. Will is the second individual in program history to earn this honor. The North-South All-Star game will be held the weekend of June 24th through the 26th. It'll be at Indiana Wesleyan University. That's in Marion. Coach Parkhurst tells me that Will Eldridge is going to attend Indiana Wesleyan. He'll do the pitching right there that weekend. We'd like to congratulate Will. We'll let you know the Carroll Cougars got a win last night. They played the Lewis Cass Kings. So Carroll Cougars are going to go on to semifinals in the sectional. That's sectional class 2A, sectional 37. That's happening at Wabash. Now I want to read some statistics. Will Eldridge did not play against Central Catholic earlier in the week. That was Monday. He's ailing a little bit. I think he's got a hamstring, about like Carter Johnson does. So we'll hope both of them going to get in action. I think Carter Johnson's going to be back maybe next game. We'll hope Will Eldridge gets back too. We'll talk about his hitting. Will Eldridge on the season in 20 games. That's 72 plate appearances, 54 at-bats. He has scored 35 runs. He's got 20 hits, 26 RBI. He's got 8 singles, 3 doubles, 1 triple, and 7. Yes, 7 round trippers. He jogged those bases on those 7. And he's working pretty well. He's got 28 stolen bases. That's more than twice anybody else on his team. And as a pitcher, 5-0. Game started 6. He's participated in 7. And we'll mention he has given up 8 hits, 10 runs, 4 of those earned. He's given up 0 home runs. He's hit 1 batter. He's walked 22. He struck out 70. He struck out 70 out of facing 110. We're going to step this down and start the game up. First pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Cade Minnick on the diamond. Top of the fourth inning, here comes the pitch. high for a ball. Out goes one ball, one strike. Looking at singles. In the batter's box right there is Dane Gores. Where's number 10? He does the catching. Pitch comes in. They call a strike. Must have been top of the zone. Different strike zone for every batter. Should be. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the pitch. They're going to fly one to the outfield. A little bit of an upward swing right there for Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins playing right there when the ball comes down. One out here in the top of the fourth. That's the batter in the lineup. Ashton Squirek. Ashton Squirek wears number 7. Not only does he pitch, Ashton Squirek batting 447. That's in the right-handed batter's box. You got a 500 on-base percentage. Plate appearances, entering this game, 42. 38 official at-bats. He scored 7 runs, 14 RBI. He's got 4 doubles, 2 triples, and 3 home runs. First one comes in, he fouls it back to the screen. Ashton Squirek, most impressive offensive stats among his teammates. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ashton Squirek steps back in, taps the plate. Cade Minnick looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Low for a ball. They're going to call him a check. They're going to call it a swing. Huh. So they call it a swing. 1-2. They call that from home plate. Step goes 1-2. Here comes a wind from Minnick. Breaking pitch, going to short out the glove, and hit by Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane entered the ballgame. After the weather delay, Jackson Kane, a freshman athlete, doing the catching, steps in for Ryan Schumer. Foul ball at home plate. Pretty good solid swing there by Ashton Squirek. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the fourth inning. A 12-run ball game. Knights in front. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Swung all you think a drive to left center field. He'll get a lot of it. And it'll go out of here. Line drive rope. Ashton Squirek picks up his 4th home run on the season. That's pretty much a no-doubter off the bat. Pretty good handover fifth swing. It was on its way out to left center field off the bat. They jog in. He'll touch the plate. They put a run on the scoreboard. Teammates out there to congratulate him. 12-1 ball game. 1 out, top of the 4th inning. Next batter going to step in. The 4 hitter, Seth Miller. Seth Miller does the shortstop position. Was 23. And the right-handed batter. He'll step in. On base percentage of 273. He's into the plate, entering the game 44 times. 38 official at-bats. He's got 7 runs scored. He's got 3 RBI. He's got 3 doubles on the season. Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Seth Miller. 5 walks. He's been left on base 23 times this season. That's in 20 ball games. Fouls one back to the screen. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in low for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Seth Miller, right-handed batter, plays shortstop, wears number 23. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield, second base. Fielded right there. He'll get the put out with Justin Brady. 2 outs. And Owen Munn takes care of the baseball at second. Next batter steps in. Second baseman, Xavier Chandler. Xavier Chandler wears 21. 219 on base percentage. He scored 2 runs. He's walked 1 time. 22 times he's been left on base. That's in 20 ball games. Here comes a whine from Minix. Swung on, he'll foul it back out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 out, top of the 4th inning. A couple of young men throwing a football around over here. Not quite football season, even though the OTAs have begun. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield, will be fielded by Evan Dehart. They throw a high one across the diamond. It's going to get out of play. So they get an easy base right there at second. So number 21, Xavier Chandler, is going to reach on air, and he'll end up at second base. Strong arm right there from Evan Dehart. It's loaded on him. Went out of play. One of these teams getting ready to play. The Falcons. Standing right there, had to evacuate in a hurry because that ball was on its way out of play. Stepping into bat, number 12, Grayson Skeels. Grayson Skeels, first baseman. Where's number 12? Grayson Skeels batting in the right-handed batter's box. 212 on-base percentage. He scored a run. He's knocked one in. He's got a double on the season. Pitch comes in low. Good block by Jackson Kane. Kept it in front of him. Staying put at second base is Xavier Chandler. Stepping back in the rubber, Cade May peering in looking at singles. Out of the stretch, now the set. The check second base. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Number 12, Grayson Skeels. First baseman batting right-handed now. Where's number 12? Right into the batter's box, working out a stretch. Now the set. The set, second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. Step back in, tap the plate. Peering and looking at singles. Cade Minnick. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A little bit upstairs. Swinging at a high fastball. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the 4th inning, 1 run in. A home run off the bat of Ashton Squirek. Foul tip back to the screen. Got some bullpen activity down the 3rd baseline over there beyond the 3rd base dugout. Attic or Ramblers getting some bullpen activity. Another right-hander. Here comes the set position. They'll check 2nd base. Cade Minnick. Pitch comes in. Knee high. Call him out on strikes. They go down looking. We'll go to the bottom of the 4th. One hit. One error committed by the Knights. One run in. After 3.5. Knights 12. Ramblers 1. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll let you know Reynolds Farm Equipment, the hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed Sunday. Titus Bakery in Deli, inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. So pretty good game in the works right here. We'll mention game two. It's going to happen shortly afterwards. It's going to be North Vermilion in Riverton Park. That's slated to start at 7:30. Probably not going to be 7:30. But they're going to be in game two right here on the diamond. Riverton Park will be the home team. So they're going to insert a batter right now. So the Knights go to bat. It's going to be number 8, Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon going to bat here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Coach Bourdain makes an adjustment in the lineup. Right-handed batter Bryce McCammon going to step in. Bryce McCammon on the season batting .333. This is his 5th game to appear in. He's been to the plate 3 times. He's got 3 official at-bats. Bryce McCammon wears number 8. He does wear number 30 in another uniform. He's got a single this season in 3 trips to the plate. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Seth Miller on the pitcher's mound. First pitch comes in, a ball low. Seth Miller wears number 23. Doing the pitching now. He enters this pitching stint with 13 and a third innings under his belt. Second pitch comes in, a ball low. Count goes 2-0. Seth Miller, he's walked 19, struck out 16. This is appearance number 9 for Seth Miller. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Step back on the rubber. Seth Miller going against Bryce McCammon of the Knights. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Short off the glove and hit by the catcher. Dane Gorris, probably a wild pitch. Count goes 3 balls, 1 strike. Bryce McCammon steps back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Swing and a miss. A little bit out in front of it. Seth Miller may have taken a little bit off of that pitch. Count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Seth Miller steps on the rubber. Here comes the wind and the 3-2. Swung on. He'll take a rope down the left field line. Foul territory. Bryce McCammon got a lot of that and got around early. Count remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bryce McCammon. Seth Miller, here comes the 3-2 again. He's going to pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by the pitcher. Going to give way, and catch is made by Seth Miller. Ashton Squirek right there from third base. The out is recorded. Next batter going to step in, Isaac Bushy. Isaac Bushy going to get in the ballgame. Isaac Bushy has 1 plate appearance. This is number 2. This is the 2nd game he's got in varsity action. First pitch, swung on, ground ball up the middle. Be fielded by the second baseman. It's going to be an infield hit off the bat of Isaac Bushy. So Isaac Bushy gets himself aboard. 1 out. Bottom of the 4th inning.
How about number 4, Ryan Elsner?
Another adjustment. We're going to see another batter inserted. It's number 4, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner, he's participating in game number 4. Ryan Elsner is going to step in. Has played defensively for the Knights in varsity competition. He's going to step in to bat right here. Maybe his first batting attempt as a varsity player. My notes tell me that that's true. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Seth Miller. Out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check first base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in tight and low for ball 1. Got some blue sky, got some gray sky. Looks pretty nice on the diamond. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Miller. low and outside, going to get by the glove of Dane Gores. Gets a good bounce back. Taking second base on the misplayed baseball. Right there on the diamond. It's number 28, Isaac Bushi. Got himself aboard with a base hit up the middle. Working from the stretch, now the set, Seth Miller. Elsner in the batter's box. He'll swing on. He'll foul one back out of play. Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner last game versus Carroll. He was working as a runner, as a courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer. Tonight he gets in the ball game for himself. Ryan Elsner, right-handed batter, looking for signals. Not many given. Ball is in play. Runner at second base is Isaac Bushi. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Out of set, Seth Miller. Swung on. It drives to the outfield. Playing perfectly there. Center fielder makes the catch. Kyle Stamper. It's a pretty good stroke right there. Ryan Elsner gets a good hand clap as he jogs back into the dugout. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Next batter, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks steps in, batting 273. 400 on base percentage. Left-handed batter. Good inside-out swing from Keaton Brooks. Out of a set, Seth Miller. Just comes in high and away, ball one. Keaton Brooks taps the plate, steps back in. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Seth Miller. Out of stretch, out of set, he'll check second base. There's the pitch. High and tight. Ball two. Count goes 2-0. A step back in the rubber, Seth Miller peering in to look for signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take one to left field. My drop in is going to come in off the glove. It's going to be a reach by air. He'll go into second base. Keaton Brooks safe at second. Safe at second base.
How about number three, Jackson Kane?
As the batter steps in, going to bat first time tonight, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number three. Freshman athlete, batting 212, on base percentage 509. He got six RBI, four singles. He got three doubles. Out of set, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Jackson Kane, one ball, no strikes. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. One run in, 13-1 ball game, Knights in front. Peering in looking at signals, Seth Miller. Out of stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. At second base for the Knights, Tyler Fox. I shake that back, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, Tyler Fox, if they didn't have numbers on, they'd look very similar. Working from the stretch, Seth Miller. Out of set, he'll check Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane on the season has walked 18 times. 3-0 to Jackson Kane. Out of the set, Seth Miller. Here's the 3-0 pitch. He'll jog down to first base. I'm not sure if it's hit by pitch or ball four.
How about number 15, Billy Owens?
He'll stay there at first base. Billy Owens going to bat first time in the ballgame. Billy Owens started out playing third base. Billy Owens going to step in to bat right now. And he'll bat in place of T.J. Bell. Billy Owens on the season, he's participated in his eighth ball game, batting 333, 429 on base percentage. That's in 7 at-bats. 6 are official at-bats. He scored 2 runs. He's not gotten the RBI yet. He's got 2 singles. He's walked once. He struck out once. Billy Owens, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Seth Miller. Pitch comes in. Top of the zone, evidently. Strike called. You get 1 strike on the batter. The batter kind of knows that, hey, I need to hit the ball. I got a strike. That's kind of the format. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove of Gores. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Billy Owens, member of the senior class. Monday night, they took a lot of pictures of the 3 seniors with parents. That was nice. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, left side. Going to be a fielding error on third base coach Tim Bordenay. He played at second base, I guess, here for the Knights, and then he went and played second base for the Purdue Boilermakers. But he can't play third base for the Knights here as a coach. I'm kidding you. Got a gentleman here talking with me. But it's all good. He's okay with that. Working out a set, Seth Miller. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. They're striking out. He go down looking. Might have been the top of the zone right there. So we'll go to the top of the 5th inning. Knights come up with 1 run. At the end of 4, Knights 13, Ramblers 1. And we'll go ahead and mention, we'll let you know a little bit about the Class 1A coaches poll. Class 1A coaches poll, regular season. This is poll number 7 from May 16th. Rated number 1 in Class 1A baseball in the state of Indiana is Borden High School at 19-6. Number 2 is Bar Reeve High School at 18-6. Rated number 3 is Lafayette Central Catholic Knights at 19-6. Number 4 is South Central High School, 16-6. Number 5 is Union City High School, 14-6. Number 6 is Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian High School at 11-6. Number 7 is Lagodi High School at 13-7. Number 8 is Shackamack High School at 12-12. Number 9 is Riverton Park High School at 21-7. Riverton Park will play in the second game tonight right here at Central Catholic. And at number 10, it's Fremont High School at 19-7. We'll talk about some national rankings. These are national rankings tabulated on May 24th, a couple of days ago. Top 10 are right here. At number 1, it's St. Mary's Prep High School out of Michigan. They're 33-0. Number 2 is Stoneman Douglas High School out of Florida. They're 30-2. Number 3 is Providence High School out of North Carolina. They're 31-0. Number 4 is IMG Academy High School out of Florida, 23-2. Number 5 is North Oconee High School. They're out of Georgia, 39-1. Number 6 is Berkeley Prep High School out of Florida, 28-3. Number 7 is Calvary Christian High School. They're out of Florida, 26-2. Number 8 is Northwest Rankin High School out of Mississippi, 32-2. Number 9 is Sumrall High School out of Mississippi. They're 33-1. And at number 10, it's West Monroe High School out of Louisiana, 33-4. Those are high school rankings nationally. They're getting ready to bat here in the top of the 5th inning. New pitcher in there for the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox getting some relief activity. He'll throw the ball around the diamond. He'll put it back in his glove. The Ramblers getting ready to step in. It's going to be number 11, Braden Watkins. Braden Watkins, the right fielder. Number 11, well, let's see, 35 plate appearances, 32 official at-bats. He scored twice. He's got 2 RBI. He's been walked twice. He's been left on base 23 times this season. First pitch comes in. strike called. No balls, one strike. Strike zone may have opened up just a bit. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Number 11, Braden Watkins, plays right field for the Red Ramblers. Here comes the pitch. Swing, foul ball right there around home plate. Jackson Payne looking for it. Tyler Fox pointing at it. Just the way to do it. No balls, two strikes, you'll stay in the box. For a second time with the 0-2 kill. Number 11, Braden Watkins. Here's a whine from Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in, bottom of the zone, strike called. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 24, Jackson Piper. He plays left field for the Ramblers. On base percentage, .222. First pitch comes in. He'll watch it go by. Strike called. He entered the ballgame with 18 at-bats, 14 official at-bats. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, one strike. 24, Jackson Piper. He's walked three times on the season. He's been left on base 18 times. Here comes the pitch from Fox. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Jackson Piper. Attica, Red Ramblers, here's the pitch. High for a ball. Kill goes even at 2-2. 2-2 kill, Jackson Piper. In the wind, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in low. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Steps back into batter's box. Tyler Fox, both feet on the rubber. Here comes the wind into 3-2. Low and away. Might have had to strike. There he's going to walk to first base. He thought he was in batting practice. It jogged down, ball four. He was getting kind of comfortable there in that right-handed batter's box. He's safe at first base. Next batter going to step in, number 20, Brian Jones. Brian Jones steps in. Here comes the pitch. Right down the pike, about thigh high, called strike. Brian Jones, right-handed batter's box. Pitch up in the stretch, Tyler Fox out of the set. Pitch comes in to try to check his swing. Easy check call. Going to say he did go. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Brian Jones out of a set. Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in high and tight. Ball one. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth inning. One runner aboard at first base. Jackson Piper. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. 2-2 kill. One foot in, one foot out. Looks for signals. Very few given, if any, from Coach Brian Driver at third base. Here's the pitch. Strike three. You're going to strike him out. Outside edge, as mentioned, that strike zone probably has increased a little bit in size. Second game getting ready to happen. It's going to be North Vermilion, the visiting team in Riverton Park. Here comes the pitch. Out in front of it, swing and a miss. We're going to get another siren. Oh, my. If we can get through this ball game, two outs, 0-1. Pitch comes in, one ball, one strike. Got another weather siren being submitted to the airwaves. Inside a ball. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 count. In the batter's box, Kyle Stamper, the center fielder. Where's number two? Pitch comes in. Ball three. 3-1 count. Three balls, one strike. Left-handed batter, Kyle Stamper. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Kyle Stamper going to jog down to first base. Jogging from first to second is Jackson Piper. Next batter steps in. It's Dane Gorris. Dane Gorris, number 10, the catcher. Here comes a pitch from Tyler Fox. Low for a ball. Going to get by the glove of Jackson Kane back to the backstop. And runners are going to stay put on the bases. Could have easily advanced, decided not to. Runners remain at first and second base for the Ramblers. The batter's box, Dane Gorris. Here's the pitch from Fox. High outside edge called strike. Here goes 1-1. Dane Gorris, number 10. 405 on base percentage. Just swinging a foul it up against a tree. They'll actually get in the dugout. Bounced over the tree. Third base dugout picked up there by a Rambler. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Low and away, ball two. 2-2 count. 42 at-bats entering the ballgame. 30 official at-bats. He's got 5 runs scored. Dane Gorris going to foul this back to the screen. Just stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Dane Gorris has been walked 11 times. He's been hit by pitch 1 time. He's been left on base 19 times. They'll go down on strike. And that's going to be the final out of the ballgame. Night 13, Ramblers 1. We're going to have to evacuate the stadium once again. Weather alert. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention the Knights will play on Monday. Their next game will happen on Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day. It'll be 11 a.m. start time. Please check the webpage. We'll get that adjusted. And we thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife for a sound check and making things just fine. And we'll also mention that if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.